Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When is the NHL season coming back? We have a playoff team right here in the Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, and the goaltender of that playoff team is Ben Bishop, joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan. Ben, good morning. I know you got a newborn, I think, running around, but how else have you been staying busy? Are you going stir crazy? You're a DFW guy, so you're used to the area. Are you going out at all? Are you just locking yourself in with the family? How have you been staying busy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I guess that's the... the ultimate question is, what is everybody doing? But I think it's a whole lot of nothing. just kind of staying in shape around the house. We have a two-year-old, and my wife's pregnant due in a couple months. So we're taking it pretty serious as far as kind of quarantine and going to the grocery store a few times. That's about it.
When you go out, do you get like in? Do you get up like all dressed, like put gloves on and a mask? Have you gotten the mask yet, or are you still waiting on that?
No, the first couple of times, you know, I was just very cautious. And then obviously last time I had some gloves and a mask. And I would say, you know, 80% of the people in the grocery store had, you know, same thing. So obviously it's getting, people are taking it a lot more serious. And, you know, everybody's taking the measures, which is, you know, helpful. And hopefully we can, you know, get through this, you know, faster than, you know, longer.
Well, how much to go out and, like, I thought, RJ, you were going to ask about his hockey gloves and his hockey mask and to go up and down the grocery store aisles like that. But how are you staying in shape, Ben? Like, we saw Joey Gallo, you know, are you in an apartment? Are you in a house? Do you have an apartment gym? Do you have the backyard? How are you staying in shape? What are some of the things that you and, you know, other teammates are doing?
Well, I have a house, and I have one of those Peloton bikes from a couple years ago, and you know, our strength coach has still been in contact with everybody, and we all, almost I think everybody on the team, they went around kind of giving out bikes to guys that didn't have them and, you know, bringing weights from the gym. So we kind of have a little home gym set up here and been doing a lot of pool workouts with the Peloton, and we have some weights. And, you know, we have our, you know, our strength coach has given us, you know, regimens each week. So we're just following that. And, you know, everybody stays in shape year-round, you know, all the time. So it's nothing different, and just kind of hoping we can get back on the ice sooner than later.
Speaking on the ice, like in a regular off season, like how long do you go between putting skates on and getting on ice? Like, is this, because you probably don't have access to a gym right now. Like, how long do you, when was the last time you even put skates on and got on the ice?
Right, it was the day before the season got canceled. It was like March 10th or 11th there. So that was almost, you know, a full month ago. You know, in the summers, you know, you usually take 2 or 3 months off before, from skating. So that's nothing out of the, you know, the different for me. It just kind of takes a couple weeks to kind of get back into it. So the longer it goes, the longer it takes for, you know, me as a goalie to kind of start getting your feel back. So you'd like to get on the ice sooner than later just to kind of keep your tools sharpened. But obviously we got to, you know, follow the rules right now and just kind of wait to see what happens.
So if the league said, like, this coming Monday, hey, we're going to be back, we're coming back, we're all clear, you think it would take a couple weeks to get everybody back into shape, or would you be able to go, like, in less than a week by then?
Oh, we would be able to go in less than a week. Just, you know, 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks off, that's a lot different than taking 2-3 months off. So I think within a week, guys would be ready to go. I think guys have done a good job, you know, taking care of themselves in the time being. So I would just be probably a few practices to get your timing back, and we'd be ready to go.
Ben Bishop from your Dallas Stars right here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Ben, what would it personally take for you to feel comfortable in going back to play in terms of all the close contact, being around other teammates, what the league thinks is acceptable, what the country thinks is acceptable? What would you be comfortable with? What do you think the standard is going to have to be in order to make you feel okay going back to play?
Well, I think once the, you know, health officials, you know, that are giving us these guidelines right now and they say it's safe, you know, I'll feel very comfortable. You know, trust what they're doing. This is obviously what they do for a living and what they're the best at. So whenever they give us the green light and says it's okay to, you know, get together in their small groups and practice or get together as a team and play hockey games, I think we'll all feel comfortable, but definitely have to listen to them. And they're the experts, so I'm not going to pretend like I know anything about, you know, the virus or, you know, how to, you know, make it go away faster. So I'm listening to the, you know, health officials, and when they say it's okay, then I'll feel comfortable.
Is there a suggestion out there or a scenario in which you really like that makes a lot of sense to squeeze in the playoffs? And how much time have you spent in North Dakota?
Well, I've actually played a couple games there when I was at the University of Maine. We played two games in that building, so, and we ended up winning both of them. So I like that building. But you know, whatever, I think if we can play some type of meaningful playoffs that, you know, represent, you know, the league and the way it's been played in years past, I think everybody's going to want to play, because you only get an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup so many times in your career. And if we can have a playoff format, like I said, that's, you know, kind of holds the integrity of the league, then I think most all guys are going to jump on board. You know, that's why we play. We don't play to just play, you know, 70 regular season games and then, you know, call it a season. Everybody, you know, wants to get in the playoffs, and that's what it's all about. So if we can get in that, you know, type of format, however they decide, I think everybody's going to be on board, because it's just an opportunity to, you know, have a chance to win the Stanley Cup.
Ben Bishop joined us here at 105 Through the Fan. Jamie Benn said on a NHL chat that if he had to be quarantined with one teammate, it'd be you. If you didn't have to be quarantined with a guy, who is the one guy on your team you wouldn't want to be quarantined with?
Wouldn't want to be quarantined with? Well, you know, we're pretty much quarantined together as a team year-round, but I don't know. You know, he said Radulov as well. I mean, I love Rad's death, but, you know, when you get the Russian going, and he's a little bit of a messy guy to begin with, so I might pick him. But, you know, I still love him and would stay with him anytime.
All right, Zdeno Chara said, I don't know if you saw this, I'm sure you did, that Tuca is the guy that can clear a room with his gas. Is there a guy? Is there a teammate that clears the room more than anyone else?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's John Klingberg, and I think Esa Lindell is by far two guys, not even close.
Why do you think Jamie Benn picked you, and who would you pick to quarantine with? Why do you think you were the first pick of Jamie?
Well, because Jamie and I were quarantined when the tornado hit. We went and stayed at his house for, you know, a few days already this year. So we've already kind of got to know each other as roommates. He was extremely nice. His girlfriend and Jamie opened their house to my wife and son when we didn't have power for a few days and the tornado hit. So we've already lived with them before, and I'll definitely go back to that place. He's got a, you know, beautiful house and great company. And yeah, no, I'd definitely probably go straight back there.
How many guys, every team seems to have a group chat going on. How many Stars are on your own personal group chat? And do you always look for that button to escape and leave the conversation? Because whether it's emails or group chats, we all want to get out of it at some point.
Well, we have one with just the players, and it's every guy on the team, and that thing's going, you know, nonstop every single day. So we're still communicating every day, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of, you know, great content going in there. It keeps things light, and if you ever want a good laugh, you just wait for that, you know, the group chat to come up, and you have no idea what you're going to open, whether it's a real text message from somebody or some type of, you know, picture or joke or whatnot. So it keeps it lighthearted, and it's fun to keep in contact with all the guys.
How many Joe Exotic memes have there been on the group chat?
There's been quite a few. Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right, we love the hair. We all know hockey hair. Where would Joe Exotic, would he fall on the Mount Rushmore of all-time hockey hair mullets Do you
or
have
the
a,
teeth?
Do you have a hockey hair mullet Mount Rushmore?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, you know, Mount Rushmore, but he would definitely fall into it. Joe Exotic, I mean, what a show that was! We watched the first episode and I was kind of like, all right, I guess we got to finish this thing because everybody's talking about it. So I don't know if the next episode came out. You know, but looking forward to seeing the next one too. They're talking about.
I love how guys like Ben like have to, you know, deliver some shame in their voice when they admit to watching it. You don't have to be ashamed.
Totally
you can
cool.
like trash reality TV like RJ and I, Ben. You don't have to be ashamed. What else have you been consuming either with the wife or by yourself? Best thing that you've been watching?
We're finishing Ozark season 3 right now. We're kind of in the process. It's Pop with the Little Guy. You only get about a couple hours and during his nap in the afternoon where you try to get something down and then, you know, you get about one or two shows at nighttime. But we're watching Ozarks. We started that Designated Survivor at the very beginning of quarantine. We finished that season 1 and I don't know, we're just trying to find things to do to stay busy and, you know, keep busy around the house. And I'm not a big, show guy, but if I get hooked onto one, I usually end up finishing it. So we watch Joe Exotic and Ozark right now. Those are two things.
How are you going about getting a haircut? Have you gotten a haircut? I had the fiance cut my hair while pregnant, her first haircut ever. How are you maintaining yours? Because you have a luscious head of hair like I do.
That's funny because when we were talking about the mullets, I was just thinking about how I needed a haircut. I think a lot of guys will be having mullets when we come back for the playoffs. Nobody can get a haircut. I don't know. We all need one. My son needs one. I need one. My wife says she needs one. So I don't know. I'll have to find somebody that's been in quarantine maybe here sooner than later because we all need haircuts. I don't know what we're going to do. Probably just grow it out for the time being.
Ben, serious question. When you guys do come back, do you think that the losing streak will be in your mind? You know, you finish out losing, losing and struggling. Does that go out the window? Is it a total reset? Or do you think that's something that you guys will be thinking about?
Oh, I already totally forgot about that until you just said it. So I think
My bad.
I honestly totally forgot about that. But no, I don't think. You know, we've had two breaks so far this year, and we, you know, had lost a couple before each break, and then coming out of the breaks, I think we're, you know, 6-0 or something. So I think we do well with rest, and you know, anytime you can get a couple days away, it's almost like a reset button in the season because it's so jam-packed, and if you could just get two-day window there, and that can help reset everybody's mind and body. So no, that won't have any effect. It's almost going to be like, you know, starting a new season. So I don't think anything that happened, you know, early March is going to have any, you know, consequences on when we start a new season.
All right, I think we'll end the interview there then, after that awkwardness. Ben Bishop, Stars goaltender right here on 105.3 The Fan. In all seriousness, thank you for the time. Stay safe. Congrats with the little one and the future one that's coming, Ben. We appreciate it. Stay safe with the family.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. You too. Stay safe.
There he is, Ben Bishop. Look, it wasn't a three-game losing streak. It was a six-game losing streak. They lost six straight. You just forgot about it? He legitimately, though, had forgotten about it.
I bet he has. I bet he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.